This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
He's made very good progress, very quick progress. You know, it's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no padded. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? Not surprised because we heard so many good things about him, but even better than advertised. Kind of guy he is, how smart he is, physical talent, all those different kind of things. Yeah, you got to try to just determine. I guess it's like grading on the curve. You know, you just got to kind of determine it, you know, scale it out. And how much do we want to impact our game planning, or how much does it need to? Last week, it didn't impact us at all. This week, we know it's going to be Tyrod, so that helps us. But we also know that, you know, Justin Fields could very well come in the game and play certain plays or packages or whatever. So we've got to be ready for that, too. I guess you go back as far as you can remember, you know, and I can't remember a lot, but I remember enough, I guess. And really, you just take it for what you need to do to play your best defensive football against their offense in this game. So it's mainly what he's done this year. But we also track, of course, on all players, we track tape back.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday meeting with the media, talking about Tyrod Taylor. And the question was, how far back they'll go to look at game film to prepare for Tyrod. Not like John Harbaugh was like, man, it's been so long, I can barely remember that he played for us. It was more in regards to what he brings to the equation as the quarterback, and also talked about how the team deals with possible quarterback changes. For instance, Cleveland, that was in-game. Mm-hmm. Dillon Gabriel gone, concussion. Shedeur Sanders comes in. And he brought up, John, the possibility that if Tyrod's not getting it done, then Justin Fields could possibly be part of the equation. So they have all their bases covered. So for people that may be listening to that going like, John doesn't barely remembers who the bleep Tyrod Taylor is. He does, but it's been a while since they've gone against him and since Tyrod's had an extended run as the starting quarterback.
Yeah, because you forget that he is 36 years old. That's the thing.
He was on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah. So I went back and I watched, you know, I went back. And Bob, he's played in three games this year. Tampa was the one that he started. He had decent stats in that one. Otherwise, he came in during the game. Like the Carolina game, he was, what, 10 of 22 with a couple picks. He did not play well in that one. Like, his movement and stuff is not great. And I think that, you know, will they have a package for Fields? Probably some option stuff, I would imagine, some run stuff. And it's going to be really interesting to see, Bob, what Tyrod can do, because it limits them, because he can't run like he could run when he was with the Ravens. He is not quick or fast as like that now. So it's he's got a little mobility, Bob, but he doesn't have Justin Fields' mobility. So it's a totally different. It's like he's going to be throwing more from the pocket and stuff and maybe some rollouts, but they'll throw it. They'll feel more comfortable throwing it with Tyrod than they would Justin.
But I guess what John Harbaugh was explaining, and we'll hear from Zach Orr today, that we're prepared and preparing for all circumstances that Jets are going to, no pun intended, throw at them Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. But, and we'll do the film, Bob. I mean, because when you look at them, I mean, without Wilson and stuff, I mean, they're extremely limited in the pass game. That's going to be the issue. So, I mean, does he have anybody that you're afraid that can beat you? No, I mean, you know, that Addison kid, Bob, he's a really nice, he's 6'2". You know, he's what you want until the ball's thrown.
Adonai Mitchell, you mean?
Yeah, or Mitchell. So, yeah.
I mean, he's fast.
He's fast.
That was his deal coming out of college.
And, Bob, he had three balls that, I mean, right in he dropped them. I mean, they went right through his hands. They were like...
They tried to get him involved.
They did. And he runs good routes, but he can't catch it.
Well, he's known for when he was in Indy early in the year, dropping the ball before he crossed the goal line.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would have been a touchdown for him. But either way, Ravens defensively understand, and we'll get into the film, and Vinny's going to give his keys here as the show progresses. You know, stopping Breece Hall is probably going to be paramount, at least in neutralizing the Jets' offense.
That's number one thing, Bob, is to stop the run. You know, can Tyrod beat you throwing? And with that receiving core, I don't see how.
5881057 The Fan. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request. Plaza Support text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you starting 11 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Draymond Jones coming in and, you know, adapting to the Ravens defense as quickly as he has. Denard Wilson was the DC there, who was a Ravens coach, former Terp. But Draymond's come in and, what, four quarterback hits in two games? And as you broke down the film yesterday, moving him up and down the line, where in Tennessee it appeared as though he was mainly an edge rusher.
Yeah, never saw him. I mean, I watched the last three games of the season of Tennessee. They never put him inside. They always lined him up outside, which he played well in. And now the Ravens are taking advantage of him on the inside. And then if I'm a betting man in this game with watching their offensive line, he's going to be lined up on the inside in this game too. Some
also heard John talk about Emory Jones, his status, and when he could possibly be ready to help the cause on the O-line. Shoulder rectified. Because he's been practicing for a while now.
Yes.
And apparently throughout the maybe not center, but the guard tackle positions on both sides. When are we going to see him? Given the woes of the offensive line.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be interesting to know, Bob, is with Voorhees not practicing, who was playing left guard? To me, that's kind of the key. Was it Bullock or was it Emory Jones?
Or your boy.
I don't think it's Ben Cleveland, but I would imagine it's one of those two guys. And I hope that Voorhees is not hurt, but I hope he can't play Sunday.
No. I feel what you're saying, that he's so bad.
I want to look at somebody else. The biggest thing with Emory Jones Jr. is, Bob, the speed of game is going to be different than the speed of practice. So, like, initially it's going to be – this will be his first contact – since the Senior Bowl, game contact since the Senior Bowl. So the speed and everything, how is he ramped up to that? That's why I would prefer if Bullock plays, but we'll see if Voorhees is practicing today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.